At least a couple times a week for the past couple months, I've received a very sweet message from one person or another that reads pretty much as follows. We miss you so much, Sinai is not the same without you. So I write back and I say, actually, I'm still here. And on the Bima on Shabbat, at which point I usually get a message back like, oh, I'm sorry, I haven't been there for a while. But I think that this is part of the inevitable procedure of when you leave a place that you've been for a long time, that people think you're already gone, even when you're still there. But it is also true that there are other things that are standard to leaving, and one of them is that you look around and you think, well, what do I take with me and what do I leave behind? Now, I'm not much of a possessions person, except when it comes to books. I have way too many books. And so I have been looking around my library to think, what can I leave or discard or give away, and what do I take with me? About 15 years ago, we decided that the rabbis should announce the topic of their sermon on Wednesday or Thursday, which means often that we announce the topic of our sermon before we know what we're going to be talking about. And on Wednesday, I was in my office, and I was pulling some old books off the shelf, trying to figure out, as I said, what to keep and what to discard. And I came across a book that was published in 1981 called A Plain Pine Box. It's about the creation of a Chevra Kedisha, that is, a group of Jews who come together to do tahara, ritual purity, for the person who dies, and it's the story of how that Chevra Kedisha came to be, and so on, and it was written by a Rabbi Arnold Goodman. I knew Arnold Goodman, and when I opened it up, I saw that it was inscribed to my father, to a former roommate with affection and admiration, Arnold. And I thought, oh, that's so sweet. And then I realized that there was a letter in it, and the letter basically said, Dear Jerry, here is the book, I hope you enjoy it, blah, blah, blah. But then there was something else in it. And I thought, oh my God, there's a message in a plain pine box. So I called or emailed Gary and I said, my sermon is going to be called A Message in a Plain Pine Box. And that's what went out to the congregation. I want to read you what the message was in the plain pine box. And by the way, it was on the stationery of Levine and Sons, which is the memorial chapel in Philadelphia that most of my father's congregation was associated with. It has a picture of a rabbi on top, and it says, if you are unhappy with your rabbi, simply have your shamus, your ritual director, send a copy of this letter to six other synagogues who are also tired of their rabbi. Then bundle up your rabbi and send him to the synagogue at the top of the attached list. Within 1 week, you will receive 3,475 rabbis, and one of them should be satisfactory. Have faith in this chain letter. Do not break the chain. One shul did, and they got their original rabbi back again. And I thought, oh my God, there is a message in the plain pine box here for rabbis that are leaving synagogues and rabbis that will be taking their place. And so that's what I was going to talk about on Shabbat. I was literally going to talk about this message that I found in the plain pine box. And then, by the way, I found out also that Rabbi Goodman, who wrote the book, passed away 2 months ago. And so both of the people involved in getting this message to me, that is my father and Rabbi Goodman, are gone. That was Wednesday afternoon. And then, as many of you know, on Wednesday night, a family in our congregation suffered a terrible tragedy. And yesterday, I sat at a funeral and I looked at a plain pine box. And I thought, what is the message of a plain pine box? It no longer felt like the sort of lighthearted and ephemeral message of a chain letter about rabbinic succession. But in some ways, the first message had something to do with the second. You know, this week in the Torah portion, we read Tazria Mitzora, which is about skin diseases, in other words, about the body. Because the body is central to our experience of this life. But what is in a plain pine box is not a person. It's a body. I started to remember my father's funeral. He was buried in a plain pine box. And I thought the hardest moment would be when I had to place earth on his grave. But it wasn't, because I knew that wasn't my father in there. That was his body, but that wasn't his essence. Part of the message of a plain pine box is you don't bury a person, you bury a body. A person doesn't disappear. How is it that on a Wednesday afternoon, I all of a sudden learned from two rabbis, both of whom are gone, because a person doesn't disappear? We don't know the ways in which a person lives on, but we experience it every single day. Every time you understand something new about someone you loved, every time something they said or did comes back and reminds you both who they are and who you are. Every time you see a message and it makes you smile or think or laugh or cry. I didn't know it on Wednesday when I almost as a lark said to Gary that my sermon was going to be a message in a plain pine box. But boy, this week we got a powerful message in a plain pine box. We say goodbye to people in this world, but they live on in ways we could not have imagined the moment before we hear their words in our head. So I am grateful that our tradition teaches us, and that I deeply believe, that whatever we are, we do not disappear. Whatever it is that is the essence of us, not our bodies, not our appearance, but our essence, that lives on. And that's the message of a plain pine box. Shabbat shalom.